Herald and Review Voices, a series of conversations about Decatur and Central Illinois. Who are the voices? The voices are Herald and Review reporters and Herald and Review readers like you. Stay tuned to the end of this podcast to find out how you can participate.
Hi, welcome to HR Voices. I am Tim Kane, the entertainment columnist at the Herald and Review. We have been absent for a little while. Is it running, Kennedy?
It is.
Okay.
It's going. We have
been absent for a little while.
Well, because, you have.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Well, how many have you done since the last time we were in here? One?
Two.
All right. In about a month? Power to the people.
Dude, I'm busy.
Understand. Understood. As was I, and I was on vacation, and things are happening. But now we're back, and we have an additional guest with us, our new reporter. And I'm going to let you say your name, because I know I'm going to massacre it.
It's Annalisa Trofimuk.
I'll never get it. I apologize. And Kendi Nolan and I,
butchered my name there.
Did I?
Kendi Nolan.
No, it sounded all right.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
I'll let it slide.
I'm not having a stroke or anything like that, so don't worry. So this is kind of Kane versus Kennedy, and then a little other stuff. But so we're just getting back into the swing of things here. And since the last time you and I were in here, Kennedy, believe it or not, you have put up a big picture at your desk with piping around it.
Have I? Wait. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the Freddie Mercury one.
The Freddie Mercury one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what I want, first of all, to start with both of you on Queen. Are you
yes,
a Queen fan?
Yeah. Annalisa's
and Kennedy. No, not really. No, she, I know.
Yeah. Nah.
No. Just what, you just like the picture?
Is yeah. That, just yeah, you just, know, found it.
Kennedy, yeah. Freddie Mercury riding a unicorn.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the attraction for you guys with Queen? When I was your age, I liked Queen.
Right.
I still do.
I was about to say, do you still?
Oh, very much so.
Well, so whenever I was growing up, my dad would just ride in the car, play a ton of different music, and what always caught my attention was this long-ass song, Bohemian Rhapsody, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would always have him play it.
How does that go?
Too long to even...
Okay.
Yeah, and so... So I would just get so, like, into it and fascinated by it, and I would have him play it. I'm like, play that really long song. What is that? You know, me, 8 years old, just okay. trying to...
And then what? And you got from there into the rest of the stuff?
Yeah.
Because Dad had it? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and my... his mom is also a big Queen fan. So.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, it's three generations. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Including a young adult. How about you, Annalisa?
That's literally basically the exact same story for me, except with my mom. Like, we would drive around on Saturdays when we would go grocery shopping and, like, take an extra long route just to listen to, like, our favorite Queen songs. Mine is Don't Stop Me Now. Hers is Somebody to Love.
And Kennedy's, yours is, at least from what you told me earlier, yours is a really weird deep cut that nobody
it
would expect.
Is. Oh, Stone Cold Crazy.
That's on the
Sheer Heart
Killer
Attack.
Queen album, Sheer Heart Attack album.
Yeah.
And it's when you said it, I thought, oh well, she knows some of these songs.
I do. I know a couple here and there.
Yeah. A Night at the Opera, the album with Bohemian Rhapsody, you know,
yeah.
is in my top 30 for favorite.
Oh yeah.
Ever, so
yeah.
So now you both saw the film.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No, my mom was waiting to watch it with me, and then when I moved, she was like, I can't wait for you anymore. So
oh.
We were supposed to make a night of it, and I messed it up.
I saw it. So we have, I live in Sullivan. The Little Theater does movies sometimes mm-hmm. in the off season, whenever the musicals and plays aren't happening. So I saw it there in January. I waited for one of my friends from your homeland to come see it.
Minnesota. Oh, Minnesota, okay.
Minnesota.
Okay. Was it Bill?
Who?
Bill?
No.
You don't know Bill? Okay. Well, I just want to check on that.
Paige.
Bill from Minnesota. I have a cousin, Paige, from Minnesota.
Maybe that's who it is.
So what did you think of the movie?
It was a lot packed into... And it was still long, but
right.
a lot packed into a little bit of time. But I loved the outfits.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I like Lucy Boynton a lot. She's in the movie, I think I talked with you about it before, Sing Street. She is in that, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like the
okay.
cast and everything.
But the story, not so much? Or was
no,
it,
it was good, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just saying. I
okay,
liked
well,
it.
Yeah, yeah, because there are people who will say, and I'm one of those people, is you need to see it, make up your mind for yourself, because I can't tell you what your relationship with Queen is. Yeah. I know what mine is.
Yeah.
And mine is that I remember the order that that stuff came out early on.
Yeah.
And that was important because, I mean, there was a huge difference. I've said this a number of times, but it remains true. There's a huge difference between July 1972 and March 1973. It's huge mm-hmm. difference. And when they're taking the songs out of order, it was like, well, no, that's not right because...
Yeah, some of it obviously was wrong.
Yeah, they had to do this before they got to that. But mm-hmm. I liked the performances. I did go home immediately after seeing it. I saw it at 7 o'clock show at the Avon and went home and literally for 2 hours was watching clips from Live Aid.
To see
how perfectly they matched it up.
Right. I was going to say, I wonder how long he practiced and I want to see a side-by-side video.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be one.
Yeah, I would think there has to be. The only problem with the movie that I had was that they made the band small in the movie. And in real life, I'm telling you, watching that as it happened, they were giants.
Yeah.
I mean, you get them start doing Radio Gaga and the entire floor of the Wembley Stadium is putting their arms over their heads and clapping. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
We've got fascism on our hands.
See, I'm like nervous to see it because I've heard such mixed reviews, and not that it's going to change my opinion of Queen.
Right.
But I'm like nervous. Like I'm like, oh, I'm going to put it off, like because I'm just nervous.
I think basically it's what your relationship with the band is, whether it's as people or as with the music or you know what you think is important. That's what people are going to complain about.
The guy that did the vocals, it was a mix of Rami Malek and another guy who is like supposedly known for impersonating. But I'd never heard of him.
I hadn't either.
Yeah, apparently it's like a mix of both of them and it's pretty damn good.
Now this is interesting and it leads us into the next thing.
Yeah.
We've got the Elton John movie coming out in a couple
Friday.
Of days. Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Actually Thursday night if you
want. Is it?
If you want to see the 7 o'clock show. So you guys are both interested in Elton John.
Yeah.
I think I was more so interested in Queen or am more so interested in Queen, but yeah.
Does Elton John have a part in the life? Does his music have a part in the life of either of you?
Yeah, but also so do probably 50 other artists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it his classic rock stuff? Is it the Lion King? Is it the later stuff?
Well, I don't know. It's not Lion King for me.
Okay.
I like his carpool karaoke.
With James Corden.
Yeah.
Just
saying.
Yeah, thanks for that contribution. We'll make sure we get that in the autobiography.
Yeah, thank you.
When you're talking about the older stuff with Elton John, is it Levon? Is it Tiny Dancer? Is it...
Yeah.
I mean, there are different eras of Elton John. I mean, his
Don't
80s.
Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Okay, that's kind of in the transition from 70s Elton to 80s Elton, mm-hmm. okay.
Again. I'm not as big of Elton John as fan as Queen, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I don't listen to him as much.
And Elton John wasted a lot of time with little side projects that weren't very interesting to more people.
Yeah.
Some of those are fascinating to me. He did a session... he did a thing called the Tom Bell Sessions in Philadelphia, where he used that the kind of soul, Philadelphia soul musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite things of him. I just love that disc.
Mm-hmm.
But we got two thumbs up on Queen. We got one thumbs up on the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. One, we're going to convince her to see it at some point. And Elton John, you know, kind of iffy on both. And we kind of see the movie.
A half a thumb from each.
Wait, what? No, I mean, I need to see the movie as well.
I guess the reason I was bringing that up in the first place was because we talked about Rami Malek not doing all the singing early or doing some of the singing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who's playing Elton John is doing all of the singing.
That's cool.
I'm not sure that it's cool for me. And I don't necessarily expect a mimic, although I would appreciate a mimic because...
But I don't know if I like a mimic, to be
honest.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know?
Or a guy lip-syncing to the original tracks.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Yeah. Do you like... I remember you saying that you aren't super into modern music.
Right.
But... has there been a band in the 2000s or, you know, 2010? A
couple,
That you
probably One Direction
are interested in,
Killers,
Jonas Brothers. No, I'm totally kidding.
Oh, that Oh, I thought.
Wait,
oh, are you?
You like Jonas Brothers?
No. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I think I stepped over the end of your question, and I apologize for that. I thought you were just saying, is there anything after 2000?
Yes,
The Killers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kaiser Chiefs.
Okay.
There's a handful of smaller bands from earlier in the century. I've kind of lost my way a little bit recently, but there's a band in Great Britain called The Feeling. I loved them.
The Darkness?
The Darkness I thought was okay.
Yeah. Arctic Monkeys?
Again, I thought they were okay.
Man.
Fozzy Shazam was a band that I was crazy
about.
I'll
have to look that up.
I'm sure Kennedy has done a lot of editing on this episode already.
Cage the Elephant?
Ooh, I like
Cage. Oh, but they're considerably older, aren't they? I mean,
aren't
they like 15 years old?
No. Maybe
they would still be 2000s, though.
I'm really into Cage the Elephant and Arctic Monkeys right now.
I'm a 21 Pilots fan.
Who?
21 Pilots.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
No, are you?
Oh, No.
That was the same question as Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
So the first day Annalisa came in, she's talking about Imagine Dragons and 21 Pilots.
I went to
and I'm
one
just like,
Imagine Dragons concert.
Yeah, I get that.
But they're popular. People like them.
I used to really like 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
And I liked Imagine Dragons. I went for my birthday. The tickets were free. Who cares?
I mean, and I guess I'm both sad and glad that this kind of stuff still goes on, that you get made fun of for your tastes. And the old stuff. I mean, okay, yeah. I guess let me put it this way. I loved Hanson when they came out, and like five albums later, the album that they put out was on number one on my list for the year.
Really?
That's how much I like Hanson.
Okay.
You know.
Well, okay.
You know, and you know, it's like I'm not apologizing for what I like. The only thing that I like that I apologize for is the movie Xanadu.
Oh, my gosh.
But I acknowledge this movie's terrible. I love it. Leave me alone.
Right.
I'm like that with a lot of things.
It's like liking fake gravy.
What does that mean?
Yeah, or preferring...
Fake gravy.
Preferring potato buds to mashed potato. Yeah, it's just there's nothing wrong with it. It's what your taste is, but it's just kind of like...
They're doing the Beatles movie.
This one I'm interested in, yeah.
But I am. It's basically... Have you seen previews? It's called Yesterday.
Yeah.
What?
No. I'm just thinking about. Go ahead.
This guy is the only person that knows about the Beatles in this made up world, and he sings all the songs and gets really famous. And he's like, what? But this is the Beatles. This isn't me.
But I was just thinking about my 2-year-old nephew watches a song called or a movie show called Beat Bugs, and it's all Beatles songs, and it's just
what?
About bugs, animated bugs.
Weird.
Yeah, he's obsessed with it. He loves.
Yeah,
it.
And there's also Beetle Barkers.
I used to watch Beetleborgs whenever I was growing up.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up and let Kennedy spend the afternoon editing it.
Thank you. I don't mind.
It's a way of life. This is,
if you know, you know.
This is Tim Kaine, and just reminding you, subscribe, rate. Oh, I'm sorry, I screwed it up. Tim.
Jesus.
This is Tim Kaine reminding you, rate, review, subscribe. You'll love it. It's a way
of
life.
This has been Herald and Review Voices. To participate in Herald and Review Voices or to suggest someone for us to talk to, send an email to timkaine@herald-review.com. TimCaine@herald-review.com. Call 217-421-6908 or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/heraldandreview. Thanks.